don't think I want to be an actor anymore. I think I used to, but I don't want to be an actor.
Why not?
Because I feel like when you're an actor, you will eventually run afoul of yourself, and you'll say something while acting that could be used forever against you when you say something in real life that's stupid. Taking point, Stephen Amell. He has failed this city.
If I had a dollar for every time I saw that phrase in the last 72 hours, I would have more money than the studios would have.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's what happens when you have a phrase that's perfect and you play a character that's supposed to fight against the ultra rich and the big guys, and then you publicly root for the big guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, Stephen Amell was at a Comic-Con or some convention of some sort. He's most notably known from the TV show Arrow and the new TV show Heels about pro wrestling, where he basically talks about the strike, the TV strike, and says, "Yeah, I don't think it's a great idea. I'm not a fan of it."
Yeah,
not a fan.
What he actually said is that it's myopic and a reductive negotiating tactic.
Yes.
What
yes.
I found interesting, very interesting, uh-huh. is he didn't give any other examples on what they could do instead.
I mean, why would a person criticize something without giving examples of alternative methods?
I don't know. Kind of like
it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So needless to say, in a lengthy Instagram post written out in comments, so it's a little hard to track all of it, he suggested that his comments were misunderstood or unintentionally misrepresented, taken out of context. So he basically broke down every line of what he said at the convention to try to walk back the anti-strike impression that he initially gave. Mm-hmm. I do not support striking. I don't. What he meant was he doesn't like the idea of striking, but we have to do what we have to do. And that when he said strikes are a reductive negotiating tactic, what he meant is it's emotionally frustrating to be on strike, even if he understands why SAG-AFTRA is doing it from an intellectual perspective. Yeah. He also plugged the show Heels, which apparently he's not supposed to do, saying he has no clue what he was trying to say, but it was perhaps just meant to be a shout out to our current guest who works so hard. I know when I say something, I typically go back to perhaps I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. As if talking about myself in the third person.
Yeah. That wasn't me who said those words. That was me of then. And I don't know what the me of then was thinking then. I mean, now.
I mean, I consistently say, screw that for future Andrew. That's his problem. So, I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't say the same about past Andrew. You know? Yeah. F that guy. I don't know what he's talking about. Same difference. Yeah.
A little more on the note, seeing as how you're playing Green Arrow, who is very much fuck big business, fuck all the corporations, fuck all this fascist shit.
Look, man, he's not playing Green Arrow again. That's over. Yeah. It's over now.
He's playing a heel.
That guy is dead. He's a heel now. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if nothing more, he's playing character. See? Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Before, probably wouldn't have said anything about a strike. Now, he's a heel. Heels talk shit.
Yeah.
They say stuff about strikes. They go against the countercore. Mm. You know? Yeah. Okay, we've solved this. That's fine. That's what he should have said. He should have said, look, I was promoting heels, and I figured I'd cut a heel promo.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. They should hire us, clearly, to think these things out before people say them. Because we've wrapped this up. I don't think there's anything more to talk about with that. We wrapped it up. We wrapped it up.
Yeah. Real quick, let's go over some on the other side of things. Actors who have decided they might not be on the picket lines with the actors, but they will donate money. Which, I mean, money's always good when you're donating it to a good
cause. Money is always good.
Yep.
Yes. So go for it. Who are some of these actors?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, because he was the one that started off with an undisclosed donation of seven figures. So
yeah,
I feel as though this.
I mean, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Go for it. Sorry.
No, I'm saying, like, I feel like that this was a great move by him, because like he does, like, from what he says, he loves acting and the art of acting, all that stuff. And I mean, it definitely made him more money than he was ever going to make as a wrestler.
It's brought him a much better life than he would have ever had.
Absolutely.
Plus, he's on his rehabilitation tour right now. Yeah. So it's always a good move to get ahead of the curve. And it's like, oh, people need money. I've got money, and people aren't sure how they feel about me. So let's get this going.
Yep. Boom. But then
Rock swooping in there is the people's champ, not the corporate champ. People's champ.
That's wise. It's wise, and he ain't hurting for it.
He's not playing a heel right now, so he's okay.
George and Amal Clooney, Matt and Lucina Damon.
Luciana Damon.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Hugh Jackman, and
his wife.
Yep.
Deborah Lee Furness.
Got it. Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep, Blake Lively, and Ryan Reynolds, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Oprah Winfrey. I know Seth MacFarlane donated a mil. There's a bunch of other people. All right, we're just forgetting right now.
I'm sure there's quite a bit who have. I mean, you know. Every little bit, I'm sure, helps to help pay somebody's bills. It's cool.
I believe Courtney Vance or Fran Drescher stated that they're prepared, that they have enough funds prepared to go 6 months, another 6 months with this. So, I mean,
they might have to. And, you know, some of these bigger people, I feel like probably could donate a little bit more, so they should. But more so, they should be, you know, out there. Pressuring studios, like all these guys are names. If all these guys came together and said, like, look, we're not going to work with you, or, you know, we're not going to do any work with you in the future, you know, it already has been said, it feels like the dying of Hollywood in some respects, where like there's no big Hollywood stars anymore, outside of Tom Cruise now, who apparently can put people in theaters with a movie. It feels like more of them need to be like, look, we're the names who made you money. We need to get these deals made for not just us, but for the little guys, for the next us.
Yes, for the next
because us. You're gonna screw us all over. Yeah, I mean it's a mess. I don't know.
Did you see the thing with Disney about the people saying that they were scanned and the background of I think it's some movie or television show?
Everything. I think I saw WandaVision. They were all scanned in that too.
Yeah, and they were scanned in the background.
Well, no, it seems like a thing that most of these Hollywood studios have been doing the last few years, like either quietly or publicly or whatever. Just like, yeah, we're going to scan you so we can use, you know, we can recreate you if we have to, you know. But at the same time, it's like, oh, we've got these scans now. Oh, we got them to sign a thing. Oh, so we don't have to actually talk to this anymore. Okay, cool. So yeah, we don't need to hire background actors for this scene. We'll just throw them in there.
Yeah. If you got a couple of, like a couple of half a dozen people and then you just take their body shapes and then remix it with some skins, some skin tones, boom. You've got a crowd of people freaking out.
A little Unreal Engine and you're good to go.
That's so cold. So cold. So creepy.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, I have always been very high on AI and stuff like that. Not because I think, oh, it should take jobs. Like most new technology comes in is going to take somebody's job. But it's also going to create a job for somebody who knows how to use it. So it's a weird balance. But the thing is, you know, these producers, they're not looking to make new jobs. They're looking to take away jobs and then make more profits. That's the problem. You know, the technology is inherently not bad, but the way they're going to use it is bad.
Yes.
And, you know, they're looking to cut out writers. They're looking to cut out full time. They're looking to cut out benefits. They're looking to cut out anything they can. They're looking to cut out people because we can scan them and then recreate them using AI and put them in different clothes and things like that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm rooting for them. I hope they can get everything done. I mean,
this is their last chance to do it.
At the moment, yeah. I mean, they have to either hold out and do it, or they're going to get screwed somewhere down the line, and they'll keep getting screwed somewhere down the line.
And if they if they get it pulled off, then it just shows everyone else that you can do it, and they can all just get this ahead of it.
I mean, it's going to be a worldwide problem sooner or later. I mean, I don't know if it already is, but you know. If it's happening here, it's going to happen in the Asian film market soon. It's going to happen, you know, I'm sure sooner or later in the Bollywood film market once it gets cheap enough. They're going to use it there just the same. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to happen anywhere once the technology is kind of democratized and cheap and everybody knows how to use it. It's just an unfortunate side effect of progress. You know, we figured out how to do something easier. Oh, well.
It screws up some people.
Yeah, you know, in an ideal society, we'd find a way to help pay those people and take care of them. In our society, well, thank you. You've done the work. We appreciate it very greatly. Now go away. I need to buy another yacht.
I have to make my money castle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Your sadness is making my money castle moist. I need you to leave.
Yes.
you're crying too much. Go away. But yes, I did talk about Pee Wee Herman while you were gone at the top of the show. But yes, Pee Wee Herman, great guy. What are your memories of Pee Wee Herman as a younger millennial?
I remember watching the movie like twice and thinking it was hilarious.
Which one? Big Adventure where he loses his bike? Or yeah, the one where he's at the circus?
Big Adventure. I know there was a circus one. I never got a chance to watch the circus one. But Big Adventure, I remember. I also love the part at the end where I was like, he had to pretend he was in the movie and he was like mouthing the line. But they
paging Mr. Herman. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. And I watched the show. I had a thing where I was terrified of big things with faces. So like Barney, the chair with the face.
That would be a terrifying show.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me. So
there were a lot of faces.
Yeah. Like so I was very, very much terrified of things with faces. But no, I really liked Pee Wee Herman. Mm-hmm. The movie was good because it was less faces and more of him just being awesome.
Yeah, no, there were no faces, just him. Yeah. Yeah, that's Tim Burton's first movie, one. I'm not sure if that's Danny Elfman's first movie. Wow. But I know Danny Elfman does a lot of the score in it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Tim Burton's first big movie before he became Tim Burton. He didn't do the second movie because he probably was busy doing Beetlejuice or something else at the time. And yeah, Pee Wee Herman just, I don't know, since the 80s has been this guy who just was kind of wild and wacky, and he used to pop up in character all the time and has crazy interviews on the internet with various talk show hosts because he was in character and he just wouldn't let them get a word in edgewise. Mm-hmm. And then he went away for 20 years because, he went to an adult theater and enjoyed himself too much in the 90s.
Which is what you do
in an adult theater, I guess. But
when I honestly heard the story, I was just like, one, okay, I didn't know they were adult theaters. And two,
yes.
Why would you care? Because he's in an adult theater. It wasn't like he was a adult theater in front of kids.
Because, yes, but he's a children's entertainer on CBS at the time, so you can't have the guy a-whacking somewhere and then, on Saturday morning, elsewhere. I don't know. You just can't do it.
Was it prepared for the voice? Don't know why. Was it prepared for the voice? But
I mean, we're talking about Pee Wee. It was going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, kids, today's secret word is whacking! Ah! You know, every time they say it, you scream.
Anyway.
Which is what happens.
Anyway.
I'm probably going to make my kid watch this show because she watches so much nonsense. I'm like, I'm going to infect you with nonsense I used to watch.
If it's the big one, she's going to get terrified. Yeah. She's got a little.
No, she's not going to watch the movie. I'm going to make her watch the show. She's going to get terrified. Well, I'm going to go watch the show. The show should be easier. You know?
There's big faces.
It's Jambi. Yeah, but I don't know. She's not scared of big faces. You're scared of big faces. She's not scared of big faces. She's just got a boredom problem.
I think she's going to get scared of those
big faces. This is just that. And, it's Cowboy Curtis. Why not? Lawrence Fishburne coming out there and yee-hawing, Pee-wee.
Ah, Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah, exactly. And he used to have all sorts of people on there, like lots of celebrities. But, so it sucks. Pee-wee's gone. There's a lot of 80s stars. I feel like there's not anything reminiscent to them who are now getting old and dying. So it kind of sucks, but just another one that we will remember and watch on YouTube forever.
Mark Hamill.
And then wait for the next one. Well, unfortunately, Mark Hamill's an actor. He's Luke Skywalker and he's iconic, but there will be more Mark Hamills in terms of characters like that. But like the Princes, the Madonnas, the Michael Jacksons, the Pee Wee Hermans, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers. You know, we're not getting guys who are filling those roles necessarily. Like The Rock is the closest one, but that's about it. I can't think of too many other Rocks out there. Vin Diesel, I guess.
Maybe Ryan Reynolds.
How would I put him there? Like big action star who I just like. I think see him in like, oh, action movie. Yeah, it's gonna be great. It's like, it could be good. Like comedy movie. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
So like, who's also commands the like box office too? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like these guys who embody like whatever genre they're in. Like you look at Jim Carrey and it's like, oh, this guy is crazy and funny. Like he's gonna be wild and off the chain and nuts. And it's like, okay, can I think of another Jim Carrey like that? Not really. Like, can't think of a new Jim Carrey guy.
I mean, new. Will Ferrell was around the same time as him, I guess. He just got started later, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he got started later. Will Ferrell, I would say, was one, but it feels like his time has already kind of come to an end. Like, he's there and he does stuff, but, like, his heights are now behind him.
Okay.
I still see Jim Carrey and I'm like, this could be crazy, you know?
What's the last Jim Carrey movie he did? Eggman. Sonic he was Hedgehog, Sonic. Yeah, fuck. Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that was full on Jim Carrey. That was, you know, Carrey at his scariest.
He went full Carrey.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll just sit there and we'll reminisce for the past as we get older, and I'm sure our children will be like, "No, Justin Bieber is just a no." They'll say Taylor Swift is just as big as Michael Jackson, and then we'll go, "The secret word is no."
Yeah, I saw that post. I don't know what that person was on, but it wasn't reality.
I love her, but no.